Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. What's up, evil ones? Thanks for listening to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm your host, Brett, here with my co-host, contributor, Carl.
Well, I was the host on Wednesday.
Yeah, you were. You did a really good job on that, man. I'm gonna have to fire myself.
Well, that just happened to be an album I could actually do something on. Now, I could probably do Hammer movies and things that I like. If I like something, I can review it. If I don't like it, I have trouble. I guess That makes me a bad reviewer. I don't know. Now, we review stuff all the time together that I'm not fond of, but doing it by myself, I could have went on for about 2 hours about that album. If you didn't listen to the Wednesday episode, you should have. I actually did the midweek and I reviewed Ozzy Osbourne's fourth album, The Ultimate Sin. I guess it was his fourth album. Yeah, not counting the live album.
Yeah.
With Brad Gillis. But yeah, that was kind of fun. I tried to use my radio voice. And did you know I did not cuss one single time without you around? I did not cuss.
Are you saying I'm a bad influence?
That's what Lisa said, actually.
I know it. I'm sorry. But fuck it. All right. Free for all.
Yeah, free for all.
What? You don't sound enthused. Usually you're enthused about the free for alls.
The last couple free for alls weren't as good. That one was terrible. The one where we just rambled on.
Yeah. Did you get a brand new bottle of vodka?
I've got vodka, yeah.
I just had to get me a brand new bottle, too.
I got a new Sammy, too.
Yeah, I seen that. Is he going in the pumpkin patch?
He'll work the pumpkin patch, yes.
Cool. That'll be cool with him sitting on them pumpkins like that. He doesn't do anything? He just sits there?
He has a pumpkin that he lights up he'll hold.
Ah, cool. And then the ones he's sitting on are lit up, too, or?
I don't think he sits on anything.
Oh, I thought he was that one sitting on the pumpkins.
Mm-mm.
Ah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought that's what it looked like on the box when you did the unboxing there.
No, he's sitting on leaves, it looks like.
Oh.
Brett, you're already drunk.
No, I'm not, because cover for the DVD or whatever has him sitting on like 3 or 4 pumpkins.
Well, you're confusing stuff. Oh boy. Let's just go back to Wednesday and re-review The Ultimate Sin here. I think I don't know. I kind of rushed into this. Usually I'm a little bit more prepared. Brett was actually ready before me. I was actually walking around the yard haunt. So I'm kind of coming to this unprepared as well. I seem unenthusiastic. And like I said, we need to make sure this free-for-all doesn't get just rambling on and boring. The last two I was not very happy with. I was happy with the Wednesday episode. Like I said, I did my radio voice most of the way through it, and I did not cuss. I could have went on for 2 more hours about Ultimate Sin. I kept it under 30 minutes. I did all that freehand. I did only had notes on the album, like the producer and the album sales and that kind of stuff. So anyway, if y'all liked it, let me know. If y'all didn't, let me know.
Yeah, either we'll have him do some more. Maybe you can do some like lesser known Hammer films that like people haven't seen.
I could do that.
since you have all of them.
Well, I actually got two that Scream Factory has on sale this week.
Yeah, that
that's a good sell.
Wish I had some money. I would buy some movies. They had all kinds of good movies on sale. Blu-rays for $10, man. You can't beat that. Some of them I don't think any of the ones on sale are over like $15-16, except for like the box sets and all that.
Yeah, and there was a couple 4Ks on there that were a little higher. So yeah, everybody, if you're a fan of horror movies and you still want physical format, which I suggest highly, if you like a movie and you're a fan of that movie, you need to buy the Blu-ray or the 4K or the DVD if you're still, you know, with that. Physical copies are still definitely the way to go on stuff you enjoy and want to collect. I can't say it enough. These digital libraries like Vudu are actually slowly going away, I think. Everything's going to be on streaming. So if you want to watch Halloween 2 and it's not currently on streaming, you're screwed.
Yep.
I mean, right now, like I said, we got Vudu, but I think that world's starting to die off already because of the streaming platforms. Physical media is not going away. You cannot go into Walmart or Best Buy and buy it. You've got to go to the actual producers. The Scream Factory, which is actually the Shout Factory, have been doing 10 years now of horror movies on DVD and Blu-ray and now 4K. And they've got a huge sale going on, and you can get some really good movies. A lot of the Hammer films that I talk about are on there. Yeah. All the Halloweens in 4K and Blu-ray together. So if you don't have a 4K player, but you got a Blu-ray player, there you go. You know, you got both discs. So I'm up here pumping up physical media. Don't give it up, people. Someday you may regret it. What happens if your internet gets knocked out for a week? What you going to watch? You're exactly. Going to pull out that Blu-ray. So there's my physical media speech.
Yeah, I haven't had cable or anything like that for 7-8 years now. It's all been streaming and off-air antenna, man.
We got a new cup, too. Where is the camera?
Ooh.
It's a wine goblet, they claim.
A wine goblet?
Yeah.
It don't have no base on it though.
It's an ungoblet.
An ungoblet?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I watched that
The Munsters? The
Munsters last night. I think Rob Zombie needs to just give it up on the movie making, dude.
When is the last time he made a good movie?
Probably
Halloween.
Yeah, the first.
And that's even skeptical at this stage. I don't know that it's held up well. Yeah, I didn't watch it. I honestly, I was thinking about buying it on Blu-ray because it's really cheap. But I've heard nobody say anything good about it. Not one person. Nobody. So what's your take on it there, Bubba?
I think he tried too hard. And he should have went with the original theme and had everybody from the TV series in it.
Eddie and Marilyn. And
Yep.
And Cousin It.
Yep. Cousin It. You're funny. Wrong show, brother.
I was testing you, dude. You almost fell for it.
About slipped that one in on me. But anyway, he tried too hard, I think, man. And the way he did it, and it was just all over the place. Wasn't impressed. Actually kept falling asleep through it and having to rewind I missed. So, yeah. And now the guy who did Grandpa, played Grandpa, he did an awesome job.
You look weird with that mustache, though.
Yeah, that I don't know what. Yeah, but he actually did a good job.
Nah, he's no Al Lewis.
No. And Sherry Moon Zombie Boy, she was trying way too hard with
I
the
can't get settled here.
with the fake mannerisms and shit of Lily, you know.
She's not a good actress.
Now, I loved her in House of a Thousand Corpses, and
I wasn't impressed with her in anything she's done.
I think that's
Maybe
her
she was
best.
okay in Halloween playing whatever the fuck she
Well,
played.
I didn't even like her in that. But
It was a throwaway role, really. I mean,
the first two movies, I think she did that baby character good. But
the lamp was annoying.
Lily Munster, boy. She kept like twitching and stuff a lot. Like it was weird. I don't know what the deal is.
Is
I just
there any possible way that if I watch this, I might actually like it and be the only person on the planet that liked it?
don't know, man. I don't know. That's another stretch right there.
Because I like some weird, bizarre shit.
Now the special effects and the costumes and stuff in it were awesome, you know.
Now, was it in black and white or color? I
Was
don't even know
color.
that. See, I think he should have made it in black and white.
He should have made it in black and white, and he should have stuck to the original storyline of the
Well, I
TV
mean, this was
series.
supposed to be a prequel. I could have lived with that if he'd have done it right, maybe. Hey,
Yeah, he.
look at that. We're not blocked anymore. Move that camera in there. Yeah, fixed it. I don't even know if we're still paying any attention to YouTube. The last time I looked, we had way more watchers than we did before, so somebody's watching.
Yeah, I noticed that too. So,
And tonight I am celebrating the Cincinnati Bengals victory last night, defeating the Miami Sucky Dolphins. And yes, I am the only Cincinnati fan in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I'm proud of it. Did we talk about me going to that Cowboy game? I don't know if we
not re
did.
no, not really.
So last Sunday or the Sunday before last, I went to the Bengals versus the Cowboys with my friend Mark DeGeer, good friend of mine, biggest Cowboy fan in the world. And I could not bear to wear Bengal clothes into the Cowboys stadium because I grew up a Cowboy fan. I've not been happy with them since Tony Romo, but still. It was an experience. It was different. That was the first football game I've seen live since 1979.
Did you tailgate in the whole bit?
Yes, bruh, but Mark wasn't feeling so well. He'd just gotten out of the hospital, so we didn't do a
Oh,
lot
no
of the
shit.
tailgating. We actually went in the stadium and just kind of sit and hung out in there.
Yeah, I've never been inside there since I've lived here.
It's big, but I prefer Globe Life Field, the Ranger Stadium, better in all aspects. But yeah, I am a Cowboy fan and a Bengal fan. So, and no, I'm not a Bengal fan because I went to the Super Bowl. I've got my Bengal jersey from when I was like 10 years old, number 14, Ken Anderson, and it's on one of Lisa's bears.
Huh.
If it's so small, it fits a bear.
Really?
So that's how long. So we're celebrating the Bengals, and it is black and orange, which we are now
Which is,
officially in H October Halloween season.
yep, exactly.
So it is now Halloween season. All the haunted houses are open. All the
Yes, they
Halloween
are.
props are being sold out everywhere. You can't find nothing.
Yep, everybody's starting to decorate. Seen a few homes too. People already got their stuff up and raring to go.
I saw a couple too. We don't decorate here in the front because I figure it just draws attention. We have enough attention with the haunted house.
I think I'm going to turn my versatile Christmas slash Halloween lights on here.
You could. So
They're all red, so.
again, like I said, I sort of not enthused for the podcast because I just got home actually about 10 minutes ago and I finally did my unboxing. We had three different boxes here for Halloween, not the cat, the holiday. One was from the Tragedy of Cinema podcast. They sent us yet another gift box out.
Yes, so we got, did.
Thank you again, guys. We appreciate it. We sort of knew what this one was.
Yeah.
But stuff we can use. And we can really use it.
It wasn't that much of a surprise.
No, but we still did the unboxing video. I'll probably post it somewhere. I need to get in where I can post shit on YouTube. So that way I don't have to send everything to you. So remind me. We'll set that up tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds like
a plan. Yeah, we got some good stuff from the Tragedy of Cinema podcast. More skeleton stuff, which we need all of it we can get. Yeah. And the second box was another Sammy. Now, this is supposed to be a sitting Sammy that holds a pumpkin. But as you see, he stands very well. So he may be a standing Sammy by the time I get done with him. Kind of reminds me of our saw puppet. He's got the arms, you know, that bend and stuff.
Yeah.
Right there where the Velcro.
Maybe he could fit on the tricycle.
Maybe so. Nah, he's going in the pumpkin patch, but it could go in the, we could put a tricycle in the pumpkin patch. He's supposed to sit and hold a little pumpkin, but the pumpkin's pretty cheesy. So I don't know. We now have another Sammy. And the last thing was your controller from Fright Props.
Yes. I needed that. Need to get that going.
Yeah, we're going to have to get everything going now. We're out of time.
Yes, we are.
I got plans.
We're on the down slide here. We got 3 weeks as of this weekend. So seen another movie too.
As I say, we got awful quiet all of a sudden.
What'd
you see this week?
Did you see the first Orphan movie?
I did.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
Well,
like I said on something, I didn't like it and I didn't dislike it.
Okay.
So.
Well,
you saw the sequel?
I watched it's the prequel, actually.
Okay, a prequel. I think it's on Peacock.
No, it's on Paramount.
Well, I knew it was on one of the two.
You got Paramount, don't you?
I have Peacock and Paramount. Okay. You almost have to have both of those in unison. They're kind of a 1-2 punch.
I don't have either.
Well, how the hell do you watch it?
I have my ways.
Are you pirating shit again, damn you? Do not approve of such actions.
But anyway.
You're an asshole. anyway, back to the Orphan 2 or the Orphan.
Anyway, it was actually really good. I really enjoyed it, man. There's a big twist in it for sure that you don't see.
Maybe I should watch that and then watch the other Orphan afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I would suggest doing. Because this one really leads into the original one.
I might have to do that once I get time. I'll be watching more scary movies and horror movies now that we're in October. Yes, as y'all have heard, we're filming on Friday nights now, so that gives Sunday for football day. And if I don't have anything going on a Saturday night, I'm going to start watching more movies.
Yeah,
that sounds like maybe the Orphan and the two Orphans might make a review down the road. So
yeah, for sure. Give people some time to watch it.
Watch the Orphans, and we're going to review those soon. Hold on, I got to reposition myself.
It's only been out like 3-4 weeks, maybe at the most. I think maybe less than that. I don't know.
But, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. Check it out for sure. I say. Yep. And. Still having a hard time with the Apple Music, man, getting my stuff straightened out and added.
Why? There ain't nothing hard about Apple Music.
It's just different than Spotify, what I was used to with Spotify.
You mean it doesn't suck like Spotify?
I've been trying to put a bunch of music on there.
I'll tell you what, just off the subject, I'm glad I'm 50 years old and still skinny because I can, like, sit flexible and shit. I don't know how many 50-year-olds can sit like me.
What, with your leg up across your knee or something?
Yeah,
I can do that. Oh,
see,
shit.
I'm just kind of sitting all tripped out here, just more comfortable than sitting.
I can do that too. I'm not too fat.
you can't do it.
I'm damn doing it.
Yeah, for 5 seconds.
No, I'll
no,
stay.
my foot is literally on top of my knee.
That's where my foot's at.
Yeah, you're not sitting like me. Where's your other foot at?
On the ground.
Mine's up on the chair under the other foot.
Oh, so you're fucking Indian style on the fucking chair.
Basically,
huh?
How many 50-year-olds can do that?
Oh, fuck.
All the 50-year-olds I know are all old and falling apart and complaining of something. Not me. I'm in the best shape I've ever been in.
Well, shit, you walk 100 and something miles a week.
Well, we're not going to get into that. The last free-for-all, I think I told everybody 5 times. I drank too much.
Nah.
I'm just proud I didn't cuss one time on that Wednesday episode. See, I can do a clean show, everybody out there. I may have to start doing a clean show for the kids. Yeah, we'll do.
It's still going to get that
story time.
It's still going to get that explicit mark, though.
It probably needs to. I'll read nursery rhymes.
There was a couple I forgot to mark, check the box, though, when I was looking on Apple. And
yeah, back to Apple. So what you hating on Apple for?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
You going back to Spotify?
No. Actually, the Apple is louder than Spotify for some reason.
It's better mixed.
And I like that about it because it's louder in my truck. Because I got to have that shit up full blast when I'm listening to it. So if it's too loud, you're too old, damn it.
Well, let's talk about too old. So at 5 o'clock in Dallas, Texas, actually Fort Worth is where the antenna is. So in Fort Worth, Dallas at 5 o'clock tonight, September 30th, which is when we're actually taping, KEGL 97.1 The Eagle officially died. It is no longer on the air. That station has been around since 1981. And as of 2022, KEGL is dead. The Eagle no longer flies.
What'd they do? Turn it into a sports talk station
or
something?
It's going to be a sports hot talk station, which makes no sense to me because that's what 105.3 was. And they became a sports station. 105.3 was where Russ Martin, when he left the Eagle, he was the local DJ, the asshole DJ. He had left the Eagle and went to 105. They eventually had Howard Stern on there and Tom Likas and was more of a guy talk station. Well, eventually Howard left and went to Sirius. Russ went back to the Eagle and that station became sports. Well, Russ passed away last year.
It's been almost 2 years now.
Has it been a year and a half, probably? Yeah.
Yeah, because we were putting your bed together the day he died. I remember that. Like, yes.
Yeah. So Russ left, and now the Eagle is gone. So it's sort of poetic that without Russ Martin had worked for the Eagle since at least 1987, except for his little brief stint over at CBS on 105.3. So for us people that grew up in Fort Worth, Dallas, listening to the radio as kids, it's sort of a sad day that KEGL is no longer with us. I will say this, the shit they played, they deserve to go off the air. They had the worst music of any station that existed anymore.
Yeah, they were like
all
sort
they wanted
of getting
to play,
into rap and stuff they were starting to play.
They were playing weird shit and all the Nirvana grunge, all 80s, all like mid 90s crap and
alternative shit.
It was supposed to have been an active rock station, but the Eagle did not have an active rock format. I wish I could talk better sometimes. Slap myself there. But the Eagle is no longer with us. It's being replaced by another sports station, which I can't really complain about since I'm a sports freak. And actually, that's going to be the new name of the station is The Freak.
Really? Well, I guess, that's what they're naming
yeah,
it?
Yeah, The Freak.
No shit.
I don't know why they just didn't keep it the Eagle. I mean, I don't know.
Well, really, they started going downhill when iHeartRadio took them over, man. They started going
probably
downhill then.
If I was in charge, I would have turned the Eagle into an 80s station, because that's what it used to be in the 80s, was an 80s station. They played, you know, top 40, rock 40 format, they called back then. So it should have become an 80s station, but without Russ, there is no KEGL. So Russ Martin,
yeah,
rest in peace. Even the people who hated him, which was 80% of the people who knew him. And rest in peace to the Eagle. 97-1, the Eagle flies no more.
They're still doing the foundation, aren't they?
I think Dan is. I don't know what's going to happen on this new station, but Dan McNew posted Dan's our buddy. Dan O'Malley. I'm getting my Dan's mixed up. He posted a video to Twitter and pretty much said, yeah, this has been coming and, you know, the foundation's not going anywhere. So we'll see how they do the foundation. I don't know what their plans are. You know, they actually lost the Russ Martin Show name about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So I think this has been brewing for a while. I think everybody knew that there were going to be a format change. The ratings were atrocious. The format was atrocious. The morning show was terrible. So sad to see it go out in such a bad way, but we currently have no active rock stations in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and that's that.
Well, part of the time you got KNON.
That's what I was about to bring up. Our friend Greg Spicoli hosts Reckless Rock Radio on Sunday nights. Then we got Alan Tuggle, Thrashing Alan, on Thursday nights. So there are some rock stations out there. KNON plays rock music.
They're more like a pirate radio station, though.
They are. It's not public radio. I guess it's sort of cable access radio. That's not the right word.
No,
but in other words, the listeners pay for KNON.
Yeah, they have, go by donations.
Yes, they go by. They have the donation seasons. So,
yeah,
if you're living in this area, give KNON a listen. So we were on the same wavelength with that.
Yeah.
But shit, when I was growing up, we had Q102, the Zoo, the Eagle. We had plenty of rock stations.
Didn't you have the metal station Z-Rock here too?
Z-Rock was here. Z-Rock was a satellite station, which was based in Dallas, but they were on two different stations, and they went off the air on both. The problem with Z-Rock is you couldn't get good reception. And I was pissed off because the first Z-Rock got killed off by The Edge, which was the alternative station when alternative music was still that, before grunge became alternative rock. So, yeah, there's no good radio in this area anymore. So listen to KNON or listen to your Apple Music or Spotify. Or if you're really old, throw a CD in your car, I guess. I don't even do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I don't even do that.
There for a while, though, you were going to have to. You're having problems with your Bluetooth.
It's all fixed. It's just I don't have a display anymore. My display broke.
Yep. And that's probably expensive as hell to fix.
Yeah, probably.
Probably need a whole new stereo.
Probably. But
there is a guy up in Richardson, though, that fixes that kind of stuff. He recalibrates speedometers and stuff, and he works on factory car stereos.
I maybe need to go find this guy.
I forget the name of the place, though. I drive by it almost every day. I forgot the name of it. But, yeah.
Hey, we forgot to light that guy up there. Hey, he's broke.
No way.
Nah, he's not broke. See, there he is. He lit up. For the people who are watching on YouTube.
Yeah.
And look back there. There's my Dracula poster. Somebody did a movie review of Dracula and didn't like it, Jimbo. Yeah. Trashed on my Dracula movie, huh? That's okay.
I think he did it just to piss you off.
I think so, because he warned me beforehand, but I heard all that. Aren't we supposed to do the top 10 Dracula movies of all time or something? Or did you talk me out of that?
I don't know. I didn't. That ain't on the list, man.
You don't even have a list.
I got the list.
Well, Brides of Dracula was mentioned to do. Yeah. A Hammer film that does not have Dracula in it. There is no Draculia in the damn movie, but it's Brides of Draculia.
There's no Dracula in it. Who's the one guy then with the fangs? He's not Dracula.
That is count.
He's just another count.
Count Meusner or somebody. You know, we got counts everywhere.
Oh.
This man right here, Christopher Lee, did not want to do that movie, so he did not do it.
One more thing about the Rob Zombie Munsters.
Back to Munsters.
They had a awesome Count Orlok in it.
Oh, okay.
He looked awesome, dude. They had him done up good.
My headphones are bugging me.
That was probably the best part of the movie for me, was that part. Monster speed dating, I'll just put it that way.
I may have to watch this damn thing.
Oh, I'm not saying not to watch it. I'm just saying it could have been better.
What is all that racket I hear?
We could have made it better, Carl.
Well, let's just do it.
With the budget they had, shit. I haven't even seen how much that budget was.
Well, let's just make our own movie in the haunted house.
We can do that.
Who's going to act in it?
I don't know.
Can you act besides being Bubba?
Nope, I'll always be Bubba, man.
I got to do my podcast picture here. I do every week so I know what I look like. There. How's that? I was telling Lisa in the car, I'm like one of them people that are sort of full of themselves, I guess. I listened to myself on the podcast, like, yeah, listen at that. I got that from my dad. My dad used to make us all listen to his own records.
Oh,
now,
we've
heard them all 100 times, and my mom had said, I've heard that 50 times, and I don't give a goddamn listen to it again. So here I am in the car listening to myself, like, yeah, listen to that. I'm on there, blah, blah, blah. I'm always taking selfies. I'm always fiddling with my hair. So what is that?
Do you critique yourself too?
Yeah, I do. I always critique myself. I listen to the stuff all the time. I listen to our shows. I do critique them. Like I said, I did not like the last two free for alls. I was not a fan of them. So I do. I critique the show all the time.
Yours is the midweek that you did was the first episode I've listened to in probably 7 months, man.
Wow.
I don't listen to them. So
I listen to it every week because I want to know what we're doing good and what we're doing bad, in my opinion.
I listen to the beginning, like maybe first 5 minutes to see if I got it.
You actually listen to my whole show?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Did a good job, man.
Like I said, I'm kind of full of myself, I think, sometimes. I got that from my dad. I'm like George and Video Bob a little bit, to maybe not as the degree of them.
Old Bob trying to sell his purple Ford wagon.
I'd buy it if I was in Vegas.
Huh?
I'd buy it if I was in Vegas.
He did buy a cool Lexus, though, man. Did you see that?
I did see that. Hold on, I'm looking.
He got pictures. A good deal on that shit too, man.
So I don't know if we. I don't think we talked about it on the radio or the pop. I might always want to call this radio. I guess it is the new radio of the day. I did a video outside of the haunt and found a possum running around out there.
Oh yeah.
Pet him. He didn't want me to pet him. He was scared of me.
But if you get a handful of cat food, it'll come right up to you, dude.
Yeah, probably. These Fort Worth possums are tame. They don't play possum. They just look at you and keep on going. They
Yeah.
don't give a damn. But I taped the damn thing from the back front to the front and then from the front to the back. So I may go out there after the show's over and do some more. I'm doing videos, so we'll have some good reference points for next year.
I can't wait till it's done.
It's getting there.
Yep. Got. We both. You do your thing tomorrow. I'll do my thing. And
well, I think I've changed my whole idea around now. I'm thinking about doing the black plastic and using what little slats we have left to frame those things.
Oh, okay. So, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Because all we need to do is the hallways and the vampire room. And then I want to do something with the exit. It's too open. And since the pumpkin patch is going to be there, we need to close that exit off a little bit, even if we put a gate there that will open and close. Because I know we got that one former door we can probably attach to something. So I don't like it. It's too open, the
at
exit.
The very end of it?
At the very end. It's way too – I'm afraid that there's going to be some kids playing around in the pumpkin patch and just come running in the haunted house. So tomorrow, remind me. I think I've got a plan I'm going to put in place on there. Hinge up a door at the very – one of them gate doors at the very end and just sort of close it off.
We could put a little cover, like a little – make a little roof over that too. That wouldn't be that much with plastic.
We could do that.
Make it like a little tunnel going through there to out the end of it there.
I wish we could put in a roof on the entire vampire room because I plan going out there at night and doing ceremonies once I have an altar out there. An altar for Orcus, the Lord of the Undead, which is Count Karabi's deity.
Yeah, it's going to be cool when we get it done, man. We got way more stuff than we had last year, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was telling who was it? Somebody was asking. I posted for Moxley because tonight's Moxley Manor, our haunt family's opening night. Could you imagine? We should be at Moxley right now, but we're not.
No, we're recording a podcast.
We're retired.
Not inside getting all sweaty.
I'm semi-retired.
Because you know it's hot as fuck in there, dude.
Don't know. It's been pretty cool this week.
Yeah, only got up to like 84 today. That was pretty nice, man.
But yeah, the wish Richard a lot of luck on opening night. I'm sure he stressed the shit out. I'm stressed out just thinking about it.
Yeah, that's why I try not to think about it, man.
But at age 50, I just can't work a full-time job and haunt full-time anymore. I literally think I would have fallen out this year. As stressful as work is.
I used to start getting belly aches, dude, over the shit, you know, like,
damn. Yeah, it's a stressful, especially opening night. But yeah. I'm gonna do some guest acting out there, and I'll let everybody know. So if you're in the area, you can come by and see the monk version of Count Karabi in action.
I'm gonna go up there and do some videoing too.
You better get permission first.
Oh, I'm sure he won't mind.
I'm just saying, Brett. We know Brett. You're going to be up there. What are you filming? Did you ask me, Brett? Well, no.
I'll ask him permission.
He'll fuck with you, Zal.
Oh, I know he will.
Because I'll tell him to. Go out there and fuck with Brett.
Yeah, it'll be good to see everybody, man. The last stragglers that's still there from when we were there.
Yeah, I know.
You got your lifers.
Then you got me who just got too old. I'm sure I'll be back in some kind of capacity in the haunt business at some point besides backyards. For now, the backyard's stressful enough.
Yeah, but just think of it, though. After this year, all we got to do is decorate.
No, we don't. We got to tear down the entire...
Shut up.
Yeah, we got to tear down the entire museum room and rebuild that. And we're going to build it so Patrick can't put his stuff in there.
Yeah.
We're going to make it into more like a maze, sort of like we did the did the skeleton area.
Yeah.
So Patrick won't be able to hide shit in there anymore.
Yeah, he's going to have to.
Yeah, we and him are going to have a.
Vacate the premises here soon.
We're going to have a talk tomorrow, and he's probably going to be pissed off at me. But we got to get that room.
You've been thinking of how long you've been thinking this up? I didn't know nothing about this, about no talks.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. This isn't for broadcast. This shouldn't be. I shouldn't even have mentioned it.
Somebody's going to get their ass chewed.
Probably. But anyway, Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
That's coming soon, man. Halloween ends.
Yep. About what? 2 weeks from today?
I guess, yeah.
14th or something. Yeah, so 2 weeks from today. Gonna have to watch it twice. Gonna have to watch both versions.
Yeah, I'll watch them both. I'll watch the Peacock version first, so.
See what that. I wonder which version they're doing which.
I don't know.
Curious to see. Sort of excited about it.
Probably watch Peacock on. I don't know. They'll probably release it like on a Friday, I guess, since that's when it comes out at the theater.
Same day, 14th.
So then maybe Sunday, maybe we'll try to go to the theater early. I don't know.
Yeah,
depending on my football schedule. I got to work everything around the Cowboys or the Bengals or any other good game.
Yeah.
So we'll probably go Sunday morning to see it at the theater and probably watch it on Peacock before. So that's coming soon. And be prepared. There will be a review.
I'll
and
have
it
to
will
come
be
down.
A,
I'll have to come down and watch it on the with the good surround sound. I'll bring popcorn.
I got a popcorn machine.
Oh yeah, that's right. You got the good popcorn.
I do.
Awesome. Well, I'll bring my own bowl.
You can bring your own bowl.
Yeah, we were going to go see the
Dio movie.
Ronnie James Dio movie, too.
Yeah, I kind of talked you out of that one because there wasn't any seats left.
Yeah,
except for like single seats.
Single seats or all of the front row. And who wants to be in the front row?
And Brett didn't want to sit by a stranger.
Oh, I would have, but.
No, you said I don't want to sit by strangers.
I would have, but. It wouldn't have been the same sitting next to my little buddy.
I'm not Gilligan now, damn it. I didn't really care. I'll watch that thing on streaming. I don't. I think
yeah,
it's a
I know.
Wendy Dio cash grab.
Yeah. Well, my buddy Ray from Hawaii, he saw it and he said it was awesome. And, it must have a lot to do towards the end of it with his passing.
See, I don't want to see that.
So.
Wendy Dio's a fucking worse than Sharon Osbourne, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, the Dio hologram, that was the creepiest shit ever.
I know, dude. That was weird.
And Craig Goldie, the guitar player, bless his soul, up there defending it. He was bitching to people on Facebook. This is what Ronnie would want and blah, blah, blah. And like, you know what, dude? Just because you played guitar for Dio and you're probably making your money off of it. No, this isn't a good idea.
So what was that actually? The band was playing live and it was Ronnie's
voice
with that dubbed against
music? I don't know. It never came to this to Dallas, so I never saw it.
I seen videos of it.
They were doing a thing called Dio's Disciples before, which included the later Dio band, which was Craig Goldie, and I think Simon Wright was on drums. I think Rudy Cesar was on bass. I don't know. Rudy's been in everything. And they had Tim Owens singing, and there was another singer. I can't recall who that was. I don't know why they had to have two singers for. And they were touring as Dio's Disciples. I had no problem with that because they were all actually members of the Dio band. when he passed away. Well, he was in Black Sabbath at the time, but prior to him going back to Sabbath. So didn't have a problem with that. Then was it Vinny Appice and I guess Jimmy Bain somehow convinced Vinny to they did the what was it called? The Last in Line.
Yeah.
And they got Vivian Campbell up there.
Yeah.
And they were doing their own tribute. And they were sort of doing like the first three albums, I guess it was. And then they made their own album of fresh music, and it had a very Dio sound to it. And then Jimmy Bain passed away, and actually that Phil Susoren or Susan or however he says his name that played bass with Ozzy took over, and they're still going. But then the Dio's Disciples turn into Dio Hologram. And yeah, I don't know what Wendy Dio is just cash grabbing the shit out of everything.
Yeah, lots of cash grabbing going on lately.
Seems to be. But yeah, we had two different Dio tribute bands, and I approved of both. But I drew the line with the Hologram.
So yeah, that was just weird looking when I seen it on the video. Cause you could see the light shining down from above, you know. It was just strange.
Yeah.
And the way they had him standing and stuff, and he looked really skinny.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell they came up with that.
You know, Ronnie was a little guy, but this made him look exceptionally skinny. Almost sickly looking, you know, with the way they had the light and stuff. I don't know, maybe it was just the way the camera caught it or
what. I'm gonna have to look up a picture of that now.
There's videos of it on YouTube.
You know what? My iPad's not even on. I have to look on my phone.
What's wrong with you?
Like I said, I just got home and started unboxing shit, and then I ran out to the haunted house, and then you're like, I'm ready. Usually it takes you 20 minutes before you're ready.
I was right on time, man.
I wasn't.
And then had problems with the Zoom.
You always have problems with the Zoom.
I don't know what the deal is with that. It takes 2-3 times for it to finally get the audio right.
This just looks creepy, man.
Yeah, it's weird, ain't it? Doesn't he look all skinny and shit?
Yeah, and it looks like a ghost or something.
Yeah, I know.
There's Craig Goldie.
And I have so it is the band playing then.
Yeah.
With just his vocals mixed in the hologram.
Looks that way. That's just freaking weird, man. I don't know who that is.
You would have thought bass. They would have made him look better, you know?
And that is Simon Wright playing drums. Yeah, this was just fucking, God bless, creepy, man.
Because like the Tupac one, when they came out with the Tupac one, they made him look all buffed and shit.
I don't know. I think they just need to leave people. When they pass, we just need to remember the memories of them. And that's sort of why KEGL died after Russ died, and they took the Russ Martin show away from Dan O'Malley, even though I called him Dan McGnew earlier. You know,
sorry, Dan.
Yeah. Well, everybody knew Russ. Everybody knew Russ Martin. Just let's get on to Russ. We're changing subjects. If you ever listened to Russ Martin, you heard an asshole on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, folks, he didn't give a fuck. That was exactly who he was off the air.
Yeah.
He was arrogant and he was an asshole. People always said, well, he was a Howard Stern clone. Actually, that's not true, because what you hear on the radio of Howard is not really what Howard is.
No.
Russ was an ass. I knew Russ. Russ pissed everybody. People he went to school with, he screwed over just because he got mad at him. His producer, who was also named Dan, they went to school together. He was the producer of the show, But they told him, hey, we need a show overnight. Would you like to host the show, you know, on midnights? And he's like, yeah, I'll do it. So the show failed, and Russ wouldn't let him have his job back, and then started making fun of the guy for years. That's Russ. He was a dick.
Yeah.
You know, and the one of the worst things, and I don't really think Russ did this intentionally. This was later. He was filming a movie, and I guess his band was playing. You know, he had his own band, the Russ Martin Band.
Yeah, they
another
played like
another egomaniac Russ there, you know.
Yeah.
And they invited Vinnie Paul of Pantera, hell yeah, to come. And Vinnie got there, and apparently somebody in the back of the stage started firing a prop gun, and Vinnie freaked out because he thought like somebody was shooting up the place.
Yeah, I remember that wasn't too long after Dime got murdered.
It was one of the first times that Vinnie had actually went out.
Came back out in the public, yeah.
And I know people who know Vinnie and knew Russ, and everybody was really pissed at Russ for that. I mean, Russ lost people, friends that he had for years. They didn't talk to him again. One of them even said when he died, you know what? Fuck Russ. He got what he deserved. So Russ was an ass. But at least we don't have a hologram of Russ Martin going somewhere, you know.
He was really a goofy looking motherfucker, too.
Yeah, he looked like Daryl Hall from Hall and Oates. But I'll tell you what. He sure got him some female companionship.
Yep. And he drank a lot. I think that was.
When you heard that bottle going off on the radio, that was legit. He actually signed a contract at 105.3 that they could drink. Yep. And they went on the air at 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. And they used to have the studio audience, they called it, where you'd actually go in and watch the show. And since I was telling Lisa earlier, this is before we had texting or whatever. We had like these instant messengers, like I think it was Yahoo Instant Messenger. Or Russ had one set up during the show, and only a few people had his ID, and I was one of them. And he was the thing I liked about Russ Martin. He would talk about local stuff, like growing up, you know, hey, remember the Three Stooges on Slam Bang Theater? And, you know, and that's what made the show fun for me, because it was childhood memories. And one day he mentioned Cowboy Weaver. Cowboy Weaver was this goofy looking dude that had his own show on Channel 11. And he talked like this, and his mouth was all fucked up. So my mom's friend, Martha, was a real famous singer, and she was on the Louisiana Hayride, which was a country radio show that Elvis actually performed on. So Martha knew Cowboy Weaver. And I know this is boring, but you're going to laugh because Russ laughed, because I instant mentioned this to Russ Martin. He mentioned Cowboy Weaver, and I said, Russ, I know something about Cowboy Weaver. He was gay. That little guy on the one of his little bandmates, there was this guy that could not sing at all on it there in his band with a mustache. Well, that was his boyfriend.
Oh yeah.
So I sent that to Russ, and Russ started spitting up on the air. Said, "Oh my God, Cowboy Weaver was gay," and he was poking the mustache guy, and the way Russ did it. It was the funniest thing ever. And I'm like, you know what? It was just so cool that I had an open mic to Russ. I know people didn't like him, but Russ always treated me good. I used to go to the studio. I'd bring him a bottle of Jack Daniels, and I'd sit there all day watching him do the show. And I had some good times. So I'm sad today thinking back on Russ and now the death of the Eagle. They're both gone. So drink to Russ Martin and KEGL.
Cheers, Russ. Yeah, he had some fucked up shit happen to him in the last few years before he died. Too. He got fucking broke into and got fucking tied up and
robbed at gunpoint.
And yeah.
You know, Russ used to make a joke in his younger days that So JD Ryan, who was his buddy and his co-host, they eventually had a breakup, but I guess they made up before when Russ got sick. But he always said, JD, I'm not going to live to see 50. What do you mean, Russ? Because I don't want to be old. I'll kill myself before I become 50. Because I'll shoot myself on the radio. JD's like, shut up. You're going to get us kicked off the air. I don't give a damn. I'll do it anyway. In that Russ Martin voice. And Russ died at 60. Yeah. And that's sort of spooky. You know, he did make it to 50 and he embraced it, but Russ did die at 60. And I'm not saying that he offed himself, because he didn't. He basically just drank himself to death.
Yep. Yes, sort of
like,
he did.
Like my pal Vinny, he did the same thing. He just drank himself to death. They both had bad hearts from alcohol. Can be a demon. Demon alcohol. That's an Ozzy Osbourne song that was not written by Ozzy. Hopefully everybody liked the point I pointed out that Ozzy never wrote a song in his life.
No, he didn't.
So.
And how he keeps getting all these great guitar players too, you know.
Zach was the best, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Randy Rhoads, but Randy was only around for a short time.
Yeah, but imagine, man.
You can imagine, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, I know.
But I was listening to Ultimate Sin tonight, and then I would listen to No Rest for the Wicked, and then I moved to I'm Coming Home, No More Tears, and then on to a few. And Zach really made Ozzy so much better as Zach got older.
Yep.
And Zach is not my favorite person, but for Ozzy, he was the best guitar player. And that's taking nothing away from Randy Rhoads. Randy Rhoads was a genius. Jakey Lee was a great guitar player. But for Ozzy, Zach was the best. And on this new album Ozzy's got out, Zach plays on about three or four of the songs, along with Jeff Beck and all these crazy guitar gods. Iommi.
Yeah, I know. Ain't that crazy, man? I've listened to a few songs. They only let you listen to a few on Apple too. There's only like four songs on there.
The whole album's not, I think, is out now. Yeah, okay. The whole album. I've got it actually pulled up right now. That's what I was listening to in the car.
Yeah, there was like a
week ago. They're all there now.
Okay.
It got released last Friday, I believe.
Because a couple of them songs I've been listening to off of there, they're awesome, man.
Way better than the last album.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I've been. Yeah, poor Ozzy got fucked at the football game, too.
Well, it had to do more with the Queen dying, I think they said.
Oh, fuck the Queen, I guess. I don't know. I would have rather watched Ozzy.
It was all lip-synced. I saw it on YouTube. It was disappointing.
Yeah. Was that Zach even coming out there? Or?
I don't think Zach was there.
It was just a video of him? You couldn't really tell.
I couldn't tell. I didn't see Zach. I guess Zach is busy practicing with the fake Pantera. I don't know.
I apologize for saying fuck the Queen, too. I don't mean that. I'm just... joke.
That was actually offensive to me. Honestly, that wasn't a good thing to say.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I have my sad face. Talk shit about the Queen. Queen never did anything wrong to you.
No, she didn't.
You can talk bad about King Charles. He's a dork.
Yeah, it's going to be weird now with him running the show over there for sure.
Yes, it will. Apparently, there it goes. I say my iPad is still not on. That finally took it that time. I don't think I've ever done an entire show without looking something up on the iPad, just picture or something. I had to use my phone. Well, what else we got?
I don't know what else you got. You got anything else?
The only other thing I can mention is that today, and I think I just lied to everybody. Let me look before I lie to the public, if you will. I'm talking Dusty Rhoads talk. I did lie. I was going to say Jolynn Turner's new album, Belly of the Beast, was released today, but it was not. They just released another song from it. So there's now two songs from that. So if you're on Apple Music, Belly of the Beast from Jolynn Turner, I highly recommend listening to
Yeah,
both of
you
those
sent
songs.
Me a couple of them songs, man. Them are rocking, dude.
Yeah. So that was going to be my new music of the week, and it's not even new because it's not out yet.
And didn't he just come out about his alopecia thing, too?
Yes, he did. He's rocking the bald head now and looking pretty cool.
Yep. Because back in the 80s, man, he had like, I would have never known it was a fucking wig. Would you? Without knowing?
I bet you 90% of those guys wore wigs back then. Except maybe the thrash guys. They couldn't have wore wigs because the way they were doing their hair around, that wig would have fell off.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But yeah, him, he didn't really move too much though when he was doing them videos and stuff though. Or
no,
even in
was,
concert, you know.
It was rainbow. It wasn't like the music was real intense.
Yeah. I like them albums from Rainbow.
Ooh. Well, I don't really have anything else. I don't think we ought to just drag the free-for-all out like we've done in the past. Unless you got anything else to add?
I'm trying to think, but I can't think of nothing. So I guess we'll call her quits.
This is a short free-for-all.
Short.
I got a lot on the mind tonight. I'm thinking about this haunted house tomorrow. So
yeah, we got a lot of work to do, man.
Tomorrow's going to be a busy day. And I think I'm going to black plastic my way through it.
Yep.
I've been black plasticing my way through haunted houses since 1986. So
and we
here
blew
I am
off,
in 2022.
We blew off the Ronnie James Dio movie so we can work all day to do it. So
yeah, sit with a stranger. Don't talk to strangers. See, Ronnie told you so.
Yep. Yeah,
I trashed on Wendy, so I guess if any Wendy Dio fans out there are mad at me now.
I can't see any Wendy Dio fans listening to our show.
My goal is to every show piss one person off. Unless I'm doing the weekly midweek episode, and then I'm going to be all professional and use my radio voice. And throw in a few wrestling terms there, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
You don't do a good radio voice.
I hate my fucking voice, dude.
I need to get me a mixer and mix in some deeper bass in my voice. But I'm too lazy for that.
Too lazy? You're probably the most unlazy motherfucker that I know in my life, dude. So,
except when it comes to the podcast. All I present is myself, and that's it. and contributor, I have ideas to talk about stuff.
Oh, shit. All right, well, unless you got anything else, I guess that's it, brother.
I think that's it. So we'll see how a short free-for-all turns out instead of rambling on drunk for 3 hours.
Yeah, my eyes are getting squinty.
Plus, you got some kind of a party going on here after this, don't you?
Yeah. I'm going to get a couple people from the podcast group on a live Zoom call and
hell yeah,
have a drink. So,
well, we'll see.
Might have to start
that
a little early now. So,
well, we could talk about something else. Robert the Doll has a documentary on
Travel
Channel tonight.
See, we're not stopping yet, folks.
I think I'm going to stop and watch the Robert the Doll movie.
Okay. What's that on?
Travel Channel.
Well, I ain't got that. I'll have to try to
pirate
that shit.
AKA Discovery Plus, I think.
Okay.
Is everything a plus these days?
I guess. I don't know. You notice they don't have no minuses.
Yeah, they need to have Cinemax Minus or something.
With all them cheesy, like, 80s horror movies, for sure. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening. Check us out on the social medias. And if you want to see our ugly mugs on YouTube, check us out on there. We'll put all the stuff in
Who
the
are you
show
calling
notes.
ugly?
I don't know about you, but I'm pretty fugly. All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and stay evil, everybody.